There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
It's Tuesday, January 28th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI beats humans in a very helpful way. A lawsuit with key lessons for technology providers. And lessons about delivery from restaurants that don't deliver. This is the Business of Tech. On January 9th, the World Health Organization notified the public of a flu-like outbreak in China, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control had identified the same outbreak on January 6th. Blue Dot, a Canadian health monitoring platform, had all beaten them with a notification on December 31st. The company uses an AI-driven algorithm that scours news reports, animal and plant disease networks, official notices, and global airline ticket data to warn its clients about danger zones. Notably, the company does not use social media postings. Why? The data is too messy. After the automated data sifting, the data is sent to medical professionals to ensure the conclusions make sense from a scientific standpoint. The company's founder, Cameron Kahn, has a background as a hospital infectious disease specialist and worked during the SARS epidemic of 2003. So why do we care? I've been dying for a good story, and now I have one. This is both a very cool piece of technology story, but it also shows how the combination of data analysis and human analysis can create something useful at speeds that humans could not do on their own. The story is a good read, and link in the show notes. An Ohio company that fell victim to a $1.7 million phishing scam is suing its services provider. Boardman Molded Products filed a lawsuit last week against Involta for failing to protect Boardman's bottom line in the breach that occurred 2 years ago. The attack gained access to an internal email account and sent invoices to the accounting team over 9 days. The invoices came from the business owner's email address, used his normal invoice template, and leveraged the owner's Outlook account, leading the accounting team to wire money to companies in Hong Kong and Cambodia. So why do we care? I do not plan to cover every one of these stories ongoing. Why? Because there's gonna be a lot of them. This just feels like the tip of the iceberg, and I anticipate things will get worse before they get better. With cyber insurance being a thing now, that means there will be lawsuits, because you get insurance to protect yourselves in the event something happens. We've seen more and more things happen, so expect more lawsuits. The filing contains the original managed services contract from Involta. Here's the bit that I noted. Quote, Involta has the expertise to handle your organization's security and compliance needs, such as virus and malware protection, patch level assurance, virus definition updates, firewalls, access controls, password policies, physical security, least privilege. Let your IT staff focus on innovation and business-oriented tasks, while Involta protects your bottom line with secure, highly available services hosted in our enterprise-class facilities. End quote. The lawsuit then explicitly says, Boardman relied upon the representations of Involta and accepted Involta's offer to let Boardman's IT staff focus on innovation and business-oriented tasks, while Involta was to protect Boardman's bottom line with secure, highly available services hosted at Involta's enterprise-class facilities. Does that sound like your contract? The promise you make to your customers? You need to be ready for the breach. This could be anyone, and likely will be almost everyone. This past weekend, owner of Kin Kao, a Michelin-starred restaurant in San Francisco, went viral when she tweeted about an interaction with a customer who called about his delivery order. Her restaurant doesn't do delivery. She went on then to discover that someone had built fake Seamless, Grubhub, and Yelp pages, selling delivery options that didn't exist, and seemingly simply called ahead, ordered, and then dispatching for a pickup to the restaurants. I've included a link to the Twitter thread if you're interested, as well as the Chronicle article. So why do we care? I've talked about my Black Mirror test for technology. Think about the way it can be misused and plan for that. This is another example, but gives some real insight. If you can think about the way fraud can occur with the technology, you will clearly understand the flaws in the system. Makes you think, how do you really know the food you ordered came from the restaurant you ordered it from? Or anything you order? Something different, as today's episode is brought to you by you, the listener. I really appreciate the 5 minutes of attention you give me every day, and I hope I'm delivering something of value. I am looking for feedback, topics to cover, disagreements on the why we care, extra bonus content you might like to see on the weekend, news stories to tell me about, or things you want me to look into. I really want to drive a different conversation about what's going on in the technology services industry, and conversation is two-way. You can interact with me on Facebook at MSP Radio News, Twitter, MSP Radio News, or on LinkedIn, or online at mspradio.com. If you want old-fashioned email, you can drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com. I do love the feedback, which send my way any way you want, or feel free to rate the podcast on your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.